very useful. Well, I would assume not, Gordon. And I think it's, Prolific maybe is the name of the company. The PL-2303 or 2103, something like that.
2103?
I have to look up the number, but it's a standard USB serial dongle, and there were all sorts of look-alike cables coming out of China for a while. Some worked, some didn't, particularly for the Bofang radio.
Absolutely. Prolific drivers get pirated all the time.
And if you go to the Chirp website, which is what I use to program the Bofang, they have a link to the old Prolific drivers, which don't have all the crazy identity checking and other things. And those are reported to work. Although, I'm not having any luck with my Win 10 tablet. It doesn't seem to like serial for the moment. I'll have to sort that out eventually.
Really? That's disappointing, to say the least. Alright, so I'm going to try the B version now, since that worked so well. It says Mac again. Huh. How do I find the hardware version? Yeah, hardware version A1. Okay, but I need a driver for something that's not a Macintosh.
Yeah, I put a dongle on it. It's actually an IBM branded dongle, so I'm assuming it uses a real chip. But it's an old dongle, and Prolific also discontinued support for some of their early chips. Another problem, the new drivers don't support it, but I think I'm running the old driver, I'll have to retry. And I was getting received async data from the device I was connecting into. It was a networking device, but I wasn't able to send any data to the networking device, so I'm not sure what was up with that. But yeah, keep looking, you all should be able to find Windows drivers. I'm surprised you're running into Macs, because they're not as common.
Yeah, no kidding. See what the PDF file says here. This bizarro land. I mean, would they make a USB dongle that's only for Mac? That would be bizarre. Now, okay, so the genesis of this is Windows XP and Windows Vista. So, oh, and Windows 2000.
Just had to change batteries there. The old one was running a little flat.
No problem. Put that extra chunk in going on.
First, I thought it was somebody running with a dead battery, but who knows?
Yeah, let me try doing this. Let me just see if I can find the D-Link Wireless Connection Manager and see if I can, you know, magically fool it into coming to life that way. Okay. They have a whole Windows 10 compatibility list for every product they ever had. Aren't I lucky? But my adapter's not on the list.
Therein lies the challenge.
It doth so appear. Let's see if I can do this via a generic search.
Into NBR.
Evening.
Hey Gordon, I have a non-computer question for anybody that might know.
We'll just lie, so go ahead.
As we all know, Radio Shack has gone an immense
undergrowth is the best way I can put it, I guess. My local Yokel Radio Shack here in beautiful downtown Cortland Manor has no more scanners, you know. And I want to buy my friend's son, 11-year-old son, a scanner. I went to buy it today, and they haven't seen one in a month or more. And I was just wondering if anybody out there happens to know if they stopped making them or stopped distributing them or what's going on with scanners and those guys.
You mean like an all-in-one type scanner?
Yeah, you know, anything that'll handle, 30 to 50, 2 meters and 450 for the fire departments and the fuzz and all that.
Oh, you mean a radio scanner? Oh, yeah, they make scanners. AOR certainly does. They're a little pricey, but God, they're really good. Hold on, let me see what I can find. Scanner radios. But they're not gonna sell a scanner in Radio Shack. What are you, crazy? You know who sell scanners? And they have a fairly decent website. Is Advanced Specialties here in New Jersey, right here in Lodi. Just look them up online. If he has it in stock, he'll UPS it out to you, and he UPSs it tomorrow. You'll have it on Monday.
Uh-huh. Sounds good. Yeah, because they seem to, you know, that was not a very well-managed company to begin with. I mean, there seemed to me that just common sense was telling me that the amount of rent they must have been paying on all the stores they had didn't really justify, or was not justified by the amount of sales they had. And I guess they're still having, they must be having issues of some kind, but I'll be darned if I can figure out what it is. You know, I went to buy something for a kid's birthday tonight, and I was shocked.
Don't be. I mean, first rule of thought here is that they're not in the traditional business anymore. I mean, if you see an open Radio Shack store, what you're really looking at is essentially the storefront that's, you know, what, 50% or 30%, whatever it is, but functionally 100% paid for by...
Yeah, you broke up a little bit. The store I have here does have a parts cabinet, amazingly enough. And, you know, just regular garden variety stuff, not anything super sophisticated in terms of parts. Whatever, you know, basic stuff you might need now and then. You know, if you blow a capacitor or a resistor in something fairly common, you know, they'll have it. The chances are they'll have it. That's about all I've been able to rely on them for around here anyway. I guess it's nothing else. And, you know, as soon as I walk in the door around here, you know, may I help you? But it's coming from a woman who sells phones, not anything else. And I figured, you know, their phone business must be hurting because I don't see anybody buying phones from them either when I walk in the place into NPR.
Yeah, but let's consider what their business model is. It's Sprint.
Oh, yeah. That's true. I hadn't thought of that. I guess they're going to find out the hard way that, you know, they got a lot of competition in terms of phones. I mean, you know, just walk into your local phone store and see how many phones, different phones they sell, right? And, I had to go to my local Best Buy, which isn't really a Best Buy, but that's what they call themselves. And I was desperate, so I had to get a cell phone, a smartphone, you know, a smartphone for dummies. Because I kept running out of certain information that could only be given to me via a smartphone. So I just got, you know, tired of not having such a venue of operation. So I went praying for, I don't know, far too much money there, but at least I was, you know, they had it in stock, and they have a lot of other very sophisticated stuff, not including scanners, of course, but I managed to pick up a Lenovo computer, which is very fast and very good. It's the, as you know, it's the IBM, the follow-up that IBM has provided with no disk. It's everything is solid state on it, and that makes it really fast.
Yeah, that's why I'm kind of annoyed with this, with this 10 update that's taking seemingly forever. But we shall see. So I have a pair of solid state drives on this puppy. Either a 128 and a 512 gig, or a 256 and a 512. I can't remember what I put in here. But anyway, the you know, my honest opinion is that something like a what do you call it? Something like a Google will probably go up and take off Sprint, possibly even what do you call it? Dish Network, primarily because they want their spectrum, and from there the games will begin, let me tell you.
Yes, I've sort of been trying to stay away from the other satellite guys, and for one thing I had an argument with them concerning you know, having it on my boat, and I tried to explain to them that the Hudson River is very often frozen solid. You can walk across it sometimes, not very often, but you can walk across it. And therefore, my boat is totally useless and on land, and I don't watch TV on the boat when it's 6 degrees out. And but they want me to pay for the whole year anyway, so I told them what they could do with that idea. And I was going to go to Dish. But I would like to see somebody, you know, swallow up Dish, whether or not they get the spectrum they want. And that way, maybe they have enough, you know, depth in their pockets to get tempted by people like Yes, to the Yes Network, to allow the Yankees to be broadcast by them. Because right now, you can't see Yankees on the Dish Network, as far as I know, anyway.
Yeah, because Dish didn't want to be held hostage by the Yankees' expropriative costs of doing business, so I understand. Having said that, do keep in mind that I work for AT&T and that Dish, DirecTV is part of the family now. As far as part-year service goes, well, that's a real easy solution there, buddy. You get DirecTV at home, you get an extra receiver that you put on your boat when you want it. You can add and subtract receivers all day and night. You can do that every month. So that's the way to handle it.
Absolutely, and I have thought of that many times. But the only stumbling block I seem to at least conceive of would be the fact that the Dish has to be on a telephone pole, which is, you know, 25 feet into the mud of the Hudson River, and most of the time it's fairly stable, but every once in a while a windstorm comes along, or a rainstorm comes along on either the uplink or the downlink, and, you know, the signal goes bye-bye. But other than that, that's a great idea. And I've often thought of it, and even to the point of having both Cablevision as well as, you know, one of the other satellite groups. If I could come up with a decent price from those guys, I would certainly jump on it, because it's... the sports is second to none, from what I'm told.
Okay. So maybe you haven't been following the packages, but if you are a wireless, AT&T wireless customer and a DirecTV customer, they offer amazing discounts and unlimited data. And, oh, by the way, when you have those storms, there will be, there is now the opportunity to stream lots of content without burning your data plan during those short interludes where you have severe rain, things like that. That's kind of cool. There are other things that are kind of cool that I can't talk about, but the bottom line is that I think, you know, you are rewarded for bundling. And pretty soon with Wireless Local Loop, which is a fixed wireless offering that is being introduced in some markets at the end of the year and through next year and the year after, what will happen is you cord cutters are going to be rewarded. I mean, I have a 50 by 25 Cablevision link here, and I can foresee in the next 2 years that going away.
By 25, not CRT, but the other one. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, 50 megs down, 25 up.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, you're you could charge admission, make yourself into a movie theater there, right?
That's the basic Cablevision. I mean, they have a lower one, but they actually charge more for it in the end. Some of it, but it's like $10. It's actually $10 cheaper. So, but I think for $39, they will give you like 5 megs down and, you know, 1 meg up or something like that. But for $10 more, they'll give you that. I used to have, what was it, 300 bidirectional with Fios, but I really didn't see the need for it. I'm not a, you know, voracious multi-streaming user of, you know, Ultra HD or, you know, 4K Ultra HDTV video with multiple multiple streams projecting all that stuff. I don't have a an entertainment room or a game room where I've got massive screens and theater seating. That's not the way our house is built. You know, it's not our lifestyle either.
Good for you. One of the other projects I have is, my yacht club is woefully inadequate in terms of its ability to watch the weather. And I'm afraid that if I call up, Cablevision wants a heck of a lot of money. They wanted like, I don't know, $40,000 to wire the place. And I figured, you know, or the board would have taken care of that decision for me at the yacht club. But the point is that I would like to figure out a way to get just the Weather Channel, you know. It's all I need, just the Weather Channel. You know, both channels, the local as well as, you know, the one that's got the radar on it continuously almost, and the national as well, especially around hurricane season. You know, that's a really, that's a biggie for us.
Just curious, which yacht club are you in?
Tarrytown Boat and Yacht Club.
A friend of mine got a boat last year, and he's, I think, in Nyack. they have a very nice dock, and they have mooring spots. They don't have actually slips, if I recall. I don't remember seeing any slips, or just a couple. What you may want to do is consider weather underground. Feed it with a wireless or a wired internet connection.
That's something of which I am not familiar. Do they offer a singular service of some sort, you know, that would enable me to get the Weather Channel without fighting with my Board of Governors to pay for it?
You can pull up Weather Underground on your phone.
Okay, I didn't know that. Wow. So that would be, would mean we have to devote a phone to, the display unit that we're talking about?
It's an internet connection. It's a web browser. It's a website. And they offer live radar.
Okay. Well, that's a step in the right direction. N2 NBR. That's a thought as well. But, we have a lot of snobs, shall we say, who really don't like worrying about the weather. Of course, they come back in the middle after a storm and, get the you-know-what scared out of them as a result of having been through it. But, that's just because they weren't going out. They went out without checking the weather bureau, the weather forecasters. You live in, and you pay for something like that. Sometimes if you do it at the real wrong time, you can pay for it with your life. But most of the guys are pretty smart about that. And but that's a thought. I'll see if I can talk them into that. And maybe I can get some. It's a shame that we have about 100 or so members, and we really should know much more about the weather than we do, on a day-to-day basis. But I will certainly look into that. Thank you for the suggestion.
What you do is get yourself a small computer with a couple of displays, and one of them you put the Weather Underground weather or radar on it. The other one you might put on the National Weather Service radar display. And, set up the computer to reboot once a day and to automatically boot into those websites and away you go, Just keep it simple.
My board cares more about money than simple, but absolutely. We have a, Sandy really did a number on us, and we were vastly underinsured for various reasons. The choice was either fix the restaurant or fix the dock. We decided we needed the boats more than the restaurant, so we had to fix the marina and the dock first. So now we're looking for money to fix the restaurant. So, and we've got a couple of grants, and that's helped considerably, but we still have a ways to go yet.
Station W2TTT.
At W2SD. There's tons of weather online, including the National Hurricane Center, www.nhc.noaa.gov. There's frog charts, there's all sorts of weather charts, there's live radar from dozens of sites, a very good lightning site out there. You can get hourly forecasts for your own local area from the Weather Service. All sorts of information if you just want to go on a web browser.
What's the name of that radar, that lightning site?
I usually look at Upton radar, UPTON radar.
Yeah, so do I. I flip between that and Dix because of where I live, where we live. But no, what's the lightning strike site? I just can't remember the name of that. It's got a goofy name.
Yeah, Blitzsoaring or something like that is the name that makes it, but the, it's lightningsomethingorother.com. I'll have to look it up. Give me a second.
Yeah, next time you think of it, let me know. And 2MBR, WTTTT, go ahead.
Well, thank you, station. I didn't get your call or your name there, but yeah, we'll have to look into that. As I said earlier in this dissertation, the cable companies want far too much money. And to make it worse, if you attach the word restaurant or yacht club, the fee automatically doubles. You know, they think you're a commercial entity raking in the bucks, the big bucks, which of course is not true. The marine industry has suffered considerably in the last 5 or 10 years because of surrounding issues like the cost of gasoline and stuff like that. So something we have to be constantly aware of. And plus, even going back many years, I think it was Reagan who slapped a luxury tax on the boat, and that almost ruined the high-end part of the industry. A friend of mine had to have his boat. He had a big box, but he had to have it built. His boat was built in Taiwan. You know, and he spent big bucks for it, but would have been twice that, you know, with the fee that he would have had to pay domestically. So, that's one thing after another has hit this industry considerably, or at least hit us, or both. So, we're slowly but surely getting out of it, but it's not easy. Something else I had in my brain. Back to you, Gordon.
Yeah, it was our good friend Mr. Clinton who did that, but okay. The luxury tax, yes. That's when cars over $30,000 magically got a luxury tax. And then they put $15,000 of the government mandated crap in a car. The next thing you know, we have a $30,000 car now. Everybody. I absolutely go crazy over this. Anyway. Such is life. What else did I want to say? I can't remember. Anyway. What was I going to say now? I can't remember. Anyway. Enough of that. Mr. Bruce, over to you.
W2SC, Mr. Bruce, and the website you were looking for, Gordon, is lightningmap.org, one word, lightningmap.org, and it's brought to you by the gang over at Lipser Tongue, I don't know how to pronounce it, it's some German name, LITZORTUNG. There's also an Android map that they make with live lightning on it also to show what's going on. Unfortunately, the radar is static, but you can update the webpage itself. The lightning is dynamic, but the webpage radar shows the overlay is static. But there's tons of weather data out there. It just depends on what you're looking for. There's obviously the NOAA weather, and they do offshore and onshore weather for the maritime area. And there's other sites that probably are more focused on maritime, but I haven't looked at that. My primary interest is aviation. And back to the group, W2SC.
You're so noisy, I couldn't understand the URL, but that's okay.
Hey, lightningmap.org. And the other place that brings it to you is Blistertuck, BLITZORTUNG.org.
The first one, there's no way I'm going to get that other one the way you're so noisy. I mean, I don't know what you're doing, Bruce, but your signal is literally like 70% egg fry. Lightning what now?
Hey, lightningmap.org. Lightningmap.org.
Okay, I'll stick with lightningmap.org. And if you get the other one to me, maybe via an email, that would be better, because it's just, I'm not getting it. You know, your signal is just awful.
Yeah, I'm on an HD and I live in a Faraday cage.
A Faraday cage?
courtesy of Mylar.
Oh, you used Mylar coated Tyvek?
A Mylar coated styrofoam.
Oh my lord. Okay. Yeah, you need to have a better antenna. I understand though. Good, John. N2NVRW2TTT, your turn. Or I guess not. You know what, guys? I'm going to just do a little more quick admin stuff in the interest of late night emails from work and go to bed.
Okay, Goyle. Good talking to you. We'll catch you again one of these days. I understand we moved. Radio, TV, and retirees moved to one of the other repeaters. So, anyway, I'll try it out over there. I have a pretty good shot at it. The tower, you can almost see it from my house if you had a pair of really strong binoculars. Anyway, hang in there, both you guys, and I'll be listening out. W2TTT, I think it is, and this is N2NBR saying 73 and listening out.
Okay, 7-3, and enjoy. Keep smiling. W2NBR, or N2NBR, W2SC, W2TTT, off of clear, 7-3.
7-3, Gordon, W2TTT, and the group W2SC, clear.
Before you go, that was lightningmaps.org. I use that also.
Then BLITZORDUNG.org.
W2TU.
2 BOR mobile.
N1 LU mobile.
KD2 BOR mobile, second cup coming up.
Already?
Yeah, I was up early. I had to go back to Debbie's house, and thank God she didn't put the adapter and the power cable inside the house. I put it on the chair in the patio, not thinking when I left her house yesterday that we needed it. So I was up there at 11:30, opened up the patio, and there it was, sitting on the chair.
Well, very good. Well, I set my clock for 11:30. Unfortunately, my wife got home at 11:15. She goes, "Why is your clock going off so early?" I said, "Oh, I screwed it up when I set it." So I couldn't get up as early as I wanted to, so I ended up getting up at about 12:45. I told her, "I can't sleep now. I'm going to go in and get some gas." So that's why I'm a little bit later than I wanted to be.
Ryan, KD2 BOR mobile. Yeah, you should have just told me you were coming to my place to program a radio. Hi. All right, I'm at the 7-Eleven. Go ahead, Brian.
What's up, Charlie?
Brian, you gotta give me more audio. It sounds like you're eating a sandwich.
Yeah, sorry, I just tried to keep the volume low. I was looking at these little mini radios, like those, dual band, like mini ones. For my truck, maybe.
There's a guy on 442-700 right now. He's on a Luton or something. 25-watt dual-band mini radio. It sounds pretty good. His name is, Alex. What the hell's his name? Alex, I think. I think that's his name. KC2-OOL or KD2-OOL. K2OOL, something like that. Alex, I believe his name is. He's got one of those radios, if you want to hear what it sounds like.
Okay, is there any kind of, like, microphone extension so I could put it somewhere, like, hidden?
I mean, you could probably make one up. They're not that hard to make. You'd put the RJ45 at one end, and of a, like, Cat5 cable or whatever you want to use for the extension that has the right number of wires, and you'd put a female RJ45, a pass-through. It's got a female at one end, a female at the other end, and then you'd, like, Velcro that somewhere in line near you, and then the microphone would go into that. What you're basically doing is extending the microphone socket on the radio with a cable to put it near you so the mic's closer to you.
Or option two would be, since I don't use 440 at the house that much, I was thinking maybe get like that 75-watt Yaesu or whatever it is. And then just getting the faceplate mounting kit for this Kenwood, putting it in there. What do you think is a better idea?
Oh, the cheaper idea is, getting the Kenwood mounted in your truck, but, then you got to bring it in and out if you want to use it in the house. If you want to have a separate radio, so you still have one in the house. The Luton's it's under $100, I believe.
I was just looking on eBay. They got a few different ones. They're all dual band.
Sorry about that, just sipping my coffee. Yeah, most of them are, I think. The one that Sky's using sounds pretty good. I can't speak for the other ones. He seems fairly happy with it. But you should go over there and try to introduce yourself. I'm going to go over there in a second. I got to pick someone's brain over there, a guy named Paul, about programming the radio that I'm on my way to program at Rocky's place. I'll meet you over there. Rocky, are you still around?
KD2 BOR mobile, I'll catch you on 700. I'm going back to the shop. I'll catch you in from inside. KD2 BOR mobile, clear.
Very good. Do you have that? that frequency, Brian? 442-700?
Yeah, the one you were talking about last night?
Yes. Yeah. There's a guy named, Garaki. What's his name? Alex?
I think it's Alex or Mike. I'm not sure.
Is it Artie? The guy with the 25-watt dual band.
K2-OOL. Artie.
That's the guy, Brian, that's got that radio. I'll meet you over there. N1LU clear.
KC2LZ clear.
Hey, Brian, when you talk to Artie real quick, you're blowing a bust his chops. When you ask him about the radio, ask him if his fan works.
If his fan works, he says?
Yeah, ask him if his fan works. He'll probably know where you got it from.
Okay. Yeah, he tells me.
KD2FIU.
Hey, good evening, George. KD2BOR.
How you doing?
Excellent. No problem. How are you?
A little late, even past the news. Caught a second rerun of Blue Bloods, and I'm ready to move around the bands. Figured I'd check on the old 2 meter first, and I'm going to hit 20 meters and see what's happening. I don't know if conditions are there, but are you at the shop?
Yes, I am. I'm waiting for N1LU Charlie to get here to do something on my computer with a radio.
You can do something on his car with your hands.
Now, he's got a new car. I did his service last week on the car, so he's good for another $5,000.
Oh, very good, KD2FIU.
KD2BOR. All right, go do what you got to do. I'm going to move over to 700. That's where he is now on 440. Good hearing you, George. We'll speak to you later on. KD2BOR.
2BOR, KD2FIU. Catch you later, Rock.
KD2BOR and good evening, Sean.
Good morning, 16 with N1LU.
Where'd you go, Charlie?
I'm right here.
I didn't hear him.
You copy me, Rock? N1LU.
Go over, just listening on the HD.
It's getting confusing trying to listen to two conversations at the same time, but I'm just getting on 17.
Yeah, they're just too much keying up over each other and doubling with each other. I can't deal with it.
It's got a very short squelch tail, so it's tough. It doesn't give you a minute.
It's better than Rowan and Martin laughing.
Yeah, I'm going to go back over there for a second. I'll keep in touch either here or over there.
All right, I'll be listening. KD2, BOR. So what's up, Sean? You all ready yet or what? N2DXT, KD2 BOR.
One should be from Mike and one should be from Paul. One of them is Paul's code.
Well, you're going to have to read this radio to find out if it's a truly a 40-watt version or whatever, or is it a 28-watt. You're going to have to find that out.
Yeah, I mean, if I can read the radio today, I'll be happy. That means the software is working. If I don't have a code plug to put into it yet, no big deal. I'll just take it all back with me, and when the code plug comes, I'll pop it in. If worse comes to worse, I'll try to put in one frequency on my own. I don't think it's going to be as complicated as DMR radio. You've got to put all that other crap in, you know, color code and all that stuff. All I'm going to probably have to do is put in a frequency, a transmit and receive frequency, and the PL.
Acknowledged. Same way when we put an analog into the digital radio. Same thing. Go ahead, Brian. KD2, BOR.
Yeah, I have both frequencies on. Other frequency you were talking on, they're talking right now, so I just left for a second.
And I'm here. N1LU, clear.
2BOR.
What the heck is going on here?
Good evening. I called for you again. Where you been?
Can't follow what's going on. You guys are here, you're not here, you're there, you're not. What the heck? What is going on here?
Well, Charlie just pulled up in front. He was over on 700. I've been here since I got here last night. I asked you before, are you all ready for the trip, or are you still got to pack up?
I'm confused. I thought I had a QSY. I was trying to find one. Where's everyone going? 442-700. Let me write that down. That's what happens when you do the double duty on the radios. You never balance two frequencies at the same time too well. Yeah, I'll pack in the morning, Rocky, and then I'll be on the road by probably mid-late morning. All in good shape. All ready to go.
Hey, very good. Charlie just got here. Sean, I'll probably talk to you before you leave. If not, hopefully we hook up, but have a good trip. Hope the weather's good for you. N2DXT, KD2BOR, we're going to be listening.
All right, take care of your business. N2DXT.
Your muscles in your body naturally tend to tighten up. You know that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I got some aspirin, so take those and see what happens. Boy, today's going to be a long day. I did leave the disc in your computer. Hopefully I won't need that. I don't think I will because there was too much information on there anyway. But just put that aside. If I need it, I'll get it Monday. Like I said, I'm in no rush. If worse comes to worse and I keep having problems, I'll just bring it by Mike's house. Mike lives where I go home. I could just come in that way and swing by him and drop it off. Let him play with it.
Very good. Yeah, that's been up to $62 right now. It at least smells like cologne. Leave it alone.
At least wait and see what happens with mine. But that guy's probably got a whole bunch of them that he's selling off.
Yeah, I don't know why I was in so much of a rush. I just happened to like the look of the radio that I was looking at yesterday.
The it sounds good, and, you know, it's a cheap way to get into a Motorola. But I really like the audio on it. That's the main reason I went for it. I didn't even know what the radio looked like, except for pictures that I've seen on the internet. But it's a nice, compact little rig.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, it's nice and compact. Heavy little sucker for the size of it.
Oh yeah, Motorola is all well-built stuff, that's for sure. Like I said, even though it's in Malaysia, you know, it's built to their specs.
That's when the early CBs were built, like my Cobra 2000. They had ones that were made in Taiwan, but the earlier versions were made in Malaysia, and they always said they were better radios made there.
Yeah, you would think China and Malaysia is not much different, but, you know, maybe they've got an American-run factory over there.
I was glad. I took the disc out of my computer, set it on top, not on the side that it reads, of course. And I just looked down and a little envelope was there, so I put the disc back in the little envelope that came in.
Well, hopefully I won't need that. But at least the program was working on your computer, so I'm going to, you know, plug in the cable and see if it works now on my computer. If it does, at least that battle's over with. Now it's just a matter of having the radio recognize the computer via the cable.
And 10U, KE2BOR. Yeah, I was up a little earlier today, too. I was going to bat myself over the head that you got up early, and then Debbie brought that stuff back in the house. You would have killed me.
Imagine that. Well, it worked out for both of us, even though I didn't get away with a programmed radio. At least I've got all the parts I need, and I can play with it at my leisure over the weekend. Although I won't have much time even over the weekend. Saturday's shot. Bringing Matthew back Saturday. Luckily, it's not a bad trip. It's, you know, roughly 2.5 hours one way. Unload him, get him set up, maybe take him out to lunch or something, and then head back home. So I'll be all done in 5 hours with him. Maybe 7 hours.